Thanks for tuning in to the Jasmine Star Show today. You're in for a treat because in this episode, you have a front row seat to listen in on a coaching session I did. Okay, so I need to take a moment to reveal something about my personality. And it's not exactly nice. I mean, it's just really honest, and sometimes my honesty ain't pretty. Okay, so here it goes. I coach business owners for very selfish reasons. There, I said it. I'm selfish. I mean, yeah, okay, sure. Coaching feels good for me. I get fired up and I'm excited for the future and the changes people can make. But I'm going to be real with you. Who needs empty feelings? I don't coach for feelings. I do it for the results. Now, as a coach, my goal isn't to make you feel good. My objective is to get you results. Plain and simple. I selfishly push you very hard. Sometimes I spit such honest truth that it hurts your feelings. Sometimes I push back and I challenge your beliefs. And I do that all because I'm selfish. I selfishly want to see your results. I want to see your results like Heather Johnson, who left a 5-star review, and she said, "My entrepreneurial journey began 5 years ago with no friends or family to show me the ropes. I turned to podcasts and Google. However, I quickly realized that a lot of the business podcasts I came across were purely motivational. Jasmine will inspire you and then tell you what to do with that inspiration." Oh, Heather Johnson, thank you, queen. But when we actually get into like results, yes, I want to tell you what to do, but then you got to do the work. Like Colleen Thompson Art, who left a 5-star review. She says, "I've been following Jasmine for a year and she has made a huge impact on my life and business. Thank you, Jasmine. Highly recommend Social Curator. I've more than tripled my following with like-minded businesswomen like myself." Okay, so Colleen is tripling, but Ebony Kellogg is going to be right behind her with a 5-star review. And she says that her engagement doubled. She says, "Jasmine is my virtual business and social media BFF." Yes, queen. She says, "I've been a part of Social Curator since November 2019 and my following and engagement has doubled." And I want to put a pin there because Ebony and anybody else who's in Social Curator who's doubled your engagement, that's worth its weight in gold. So not only did you double your engagement, people talking back to you, you getting noticed, you're growing with people who continue that behavior. Okay, see y'all, results. For those of you who leave reviews, I just want to say thank you. Truly, I read them all and they mean the world to me. And I think that it's just proof that a wild group of people doing things were not qualified. I don't say underqualified. We're not qualified to do the things that we want to do. And yet we continue to show up and do them anyway, because impossibilities are just possibilities in disguise. And when you look at other people being like, "Whoa, sister, hey there, boyfriend, homie, home skillet," like you're doing that by other people testifying that they can do some impossible feat, it gives us the courage to do it on our own too. So let's get back to why we're here today. I am excited because I want you to join me for a coaching session I had with Social Curator members. Now, y'all, these questions are so good, and I know you're going to learn something from these business owners in all different stages in different industries. If you're the note-taking type, get out your pen and paper or your iPad, computer, your phone, and you're going to want to write down these actionable tips. Why? Remember, y'all, I want you getting results. Let's do this.
Hey, Jasmine, I'm Chelsea Craig, and I run the Fairy Tale Family. We are a Disney lifestyle brand to help busy working mamas create magical memories with their kiddos. And my question is entrepreneurial. So I'd love to know, if you were starting all over again and you had $5,000 to start your business, what would you spend it on? And what might you advise other new entrepreneurs like me to spend it on?
I wish I had like more than 30 seconds to answer this question. I would have been emailed this question because I can come back with some like pretty bomb numbers. I'm not very good. People always say, Jasmine, you shouldn't say you're not good at numbers. It really dissuades from your authority. I'm like, I'm not great at numbers and I'm still good at what I do. Like, there's calculators for that. So just in case I'm a little bit off, feel free to call me out on it.
Not a problem.
So can I get a little bit, cause I would actually want to run my advice parallel to what your business is.
Sure.
So what do you actually, like, what do you sell?
So we are launching next week, in the next week and a half or so, we're launching a Disney-inspired subscription box for millennial moms and their daughters. So it's a whole like matchy-matchy cute Disney situation going on. That is our very first physical product. So that is currently what we're selling, is several items in the subscription box that I am making from home. And hopefully
I'm obsessed. I have my
plan
answer.
To expand. Okay, good. Okay,
so I would get the most basic subscription to Shopify. I would set that up most probably with a very basic template, a website, and make sure it integrates cleanly with Shopify. And then what I would 100% do is hire a graphic designer or a designer of some sort to add slight changes to the website so it looks and feels on brand and not entirely cookie cutter. So I would probably guess we're already somewhere in the ballpark after setup design. 1,000 is gone from the 4,000. I would go to Craigslist or I would put it out on social media. In fact, this is how I find videographers. Is where do you live?
Cape Cod. I live in Massachusetts.
Okay, so I would probably go to hashtag Cape Cod Videographer, hashtag Cape Cod Videography. I would go to other, like, maybe local hashtag areas. I would go through Instagram feeds and find somebody who would resonate with your target audience. And you would say, I have $1,000. I need two 61 second videos. Why 61 seconds? Because that officially counts as an IGTV, but it's not too long to burn somebody out from a 5 minute, this is my origin story. I want you walking down the beach with your daughter wearing a shirt. No, it's a millennial. She wants to know, how cute am I going to look on Instagram? And can I buy these shirts for her birthday? Right? Like, we know the pressure points. So you're going to reach out to the videographer and say, I have $1,000 for two 61 second videos. I would like to film in 3 hours. I will have 4 outfits. I'll have 2 moms and 2 kids. And what are you going to give those 2 moms and 2 kids for modeling? You're going to give them video footage that they're going to want to share on their Instagram feed. You will not pay them. Okay. Now we're working with $3,000 at this point in time. I would then come back and hire a photographer. And a photographer, I think somewhere in the ballpark. Now, I know as photographers are listening, they're going to be like, you undervalue photographers. Listen, I was the photographer who took any job that came my way because I was hungry enough for it. Those people absolutely exist. And you could say, I want a 3-hour photo shoot and deliverables. How many photos do you need? You can take along to the photo shoot a white background and have this photographer take very lightly stylized photos of the products that go into the subscription box. You will also have the mom and daughter wear matching clothes and ears and then play like those cute little lifestyle types photos. And you're going to ask, if I gave you $800, if I gave you $1,000, what would I get in return? Chances are you'll get a full gallery. And then just in that gallery alone, you'll have at minimum 3 months of curated images that are just of your content. You want to go in though, being very, very, very prepared. You will have a shot list. I want the box laid out entirely. I want the box up close. I want the box vertical and horizontal. I want a child's hands going into the box. I want the child and mom's hands going into the box. I want the mom holding the box. Like, you go in and you lay out every single photo. Go in looking at your Instagram grid over 90 days. And you're going to say, I need this, I need this, I need this, I need walking, I need talking. And by rates of engagement, average amount of people seeing an Instagram post is somewhere around 4% organically. You could say, oh, but Jasmine, it looks like the one photo shoot. I don't want it to be so much in my feed. But if only 4% of your audience are actually seeing the post, you can post it a few times and you could still run the risk of some people not even seeing that post to begin with. So we want to be very strategic about what we're doing, and people know it's a business account. They're not being like, that feels so inauthentic. People want to know, what am I getting? How do I actually use it? And what are multiple uses of it? Then you're going to have the photos of just like the two young model girls wearing 2 different t-shirts, the 2 model moms wearing 2 different t-shirts, the moms and the girls. And you just go through and say, what do I really need in this feed? So right now we have $2,000 left. I would 100% sit down with, I would sit down with a copywriter. I would sit down with a copywriter and I would have a conversation and say, this is who my consumer is. And then I want you just describing words to her, to the copywriter about your dream customer. Talk about her pressure points. So we have this worksheet on the inside of Social Security about your ideal client, how to find your ideal client. If you open that up and you didn't even do the work, but you were reading the questions, where does she shop? What does she do? And you're answering them to the copywriter. The copywriter is just writing all of this stuff down. And then you say, I want you to draft up three separate paragraphs about how I could talk to this person. And that will then turn into copy that you could use on your website, copy that you can use in newsletters, and copy that you can regurgitate and use in different ways on Instagram.
Okay.
So depending, again, depending on the copywriter, I would guess we're going to be somewhere in the ballpark for, I would say $800 to sit down and do the things that you want them to do. So now we're looking at anywhere from $1,000 to $1,200 left over on average. I would make the commitment to go live. Does your business have a Facebook page?
Yes, we do.
Great. I would make the commitment to go live Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in a week, all with a very specific topic. Do you know what to wear to Disneyland? The Wednesday, planning spring vacation, how to pack the extra change of clothes as you walk through Epcot Center. Friday, do you want to bring Disney to your backyard, right? I'm just coming up with random topics. You're going to go live and it could be 5 to 8 minutes and you're going to be like, it's going to be 100% helpful. You're not even going to talk about your products, but what are you going to do? You're going to use photos from your photo shoot and you're going to add text on top of them. And people are like, where did you get those ears? Where did you get those shirts? How cute. And then all you do afterwards is you go back and you respond to them. And then at the end of the week, so the following Monday, a full 7 days later, you're going to go back and you're looking at your analytics. Which video did best?
Okay.
And then you're going to turn that video into an ad.
Okay.
And so as you're going through these Facebook Lives, you're going to be talking, you're going to be giving helpful content. And at the very end, you're going to have a very clear call to action. And the call to action could be sign up for your packing list to Epcot Center. It could be whatever. You're going to come up with 2 to 3 topics that you think somebody's going to give you their email address to get. When they do that, you're going to send them that resource. And that is what we're going to do with the remainder 1,000 to 1,200. We're going to have what we call opt-ins or freebies, a resource that a millennial mom will want to get on behalf of your company. So you can either write it yourself or you can get taken pieces from that copywriter and incorporate it. You kind of fill it in and then you're going to hire a graphic designer and it could be relatively cheap. You can go to Fiverr. You could put out and say, hey, I have $80. I need a 2-page PDF. Who's going to bid on that, right? Whatever the case may be, or go to Upwork. They're going to bid on it. You're going to get it back. You're going to go to a very inexpensive email service provider. Most of them are free to start. You're going to plug in that PDF or your freebie. You're going to embed it in your blog. And when you go live on Facebook, you're going to say, hey, sign up for this free resource. You did the live and you might have one person sign up for it. But the minute you turn that winning video into an ad, that becomes a lead generator. It becomes the brand builder. And it becomes a way for you to connect with people over time.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That's so much information.
It was a lot. I'm sorry. I was like, oh, this is going to be a real big bomb.
No, it's perfect. It's perfect.
And it's recorded so you can listen back to it however many times you need. I am so you know I have a daughter now. And you know I live in Orange County, California. I'm about 20 minutes from Disneyland. So I'm out here going to be living my best life wearing matching outfits. You might want to expand your subscription box to include men's t-shirts. My husband will say, I'll never dress the same. I was like, watch you turn up for your baby girl at Disneyland. Watch you turn up. Chelsea, how can we find you on Instagram?
So we are on Instagram at the Fairy Tale Family, and our website is chelseacraig.com/shop.
I love that. As an unsolicited piece of advice, the Fairy Tale Family, you need to also get as a domain. And
I know
it. Okay.
I know.
Okay.
Working
you,
on it. Yes.
that's where you're going to spend $5,000. Yes. Okay. Good. Thanks, Dolly. I appreciate it.
Esme, Sabrina Rombach. I am a surgical advanced practice provider and a peak performance coach and speaker. So I empower young professionals with demanding careers, feel like they're ambitious, but overwhelmed, underappreciated, to reduce stress, restore wellness, then reboot their efficiency. So then we can truly feel both powerful and passionate in our life and work. So my question is that, I know one way we always say is ask your audience what do they want. But when I run some of the questions out after workshop and whatnot, where do I find even more things that I can serve them better content-wise?
So let me repeat back the question I think you're asking. So I sign up for one of your workshops. I attend your workshop. And then you're sending me a question or a survey and I respond. Did I follow that correctly?
That's one way. And then also about content creation on Instagram, when we go live to discuss topics and posting, because I do agree with you. People like to engage more on the content that are fun, that are light, instead of more educational. So I wanted to make sure I get the content actually serve the purpose.
Okay. So let's just break this down in a really practical way. I actually don't know the content that will perform really well until it does. And once I determine, once I see, oh, it performed really well, can I add a variation to this? Mm-hmm. Can I use like the same framework, but address it from a slightly different perspective? So I can sense that you're probably already doing that. And you're trying to strike the balance between entertainment and education. And I think that that's like the gold mine. And that is an art. Like that is like a practice. That is you being an actress, you being a comedian, you being a speaker, you being an educator, you being a professor, you being very entertaining. Like that takes so many different pieces. So the fact that you are even attempting to try, like we all are, is so powerful. But I also, before I actually get into the application, like take a deep breath and give yourself grace. Like this is a whole new language and manifestation of how we have to learn how to show up on social. So I would try something very basic. Let's say that you talk about peak performance and you're a public speaker. There might be part of your audience who want to be peak performers in their industry and perhaps speak in some capacity, speak in a boardroom, speak in their community, or perhaps speak on large stages. So you can set up your phone and record a boomerang. You can hold down the boomerang and you can come back. You can have somebody just do something really silly to where you're standing in an awkward position and you stand in the right position. Awkward, I should stand by the mic. Awkward position, standard position. And that's just the boomerang. And you could say that in position number one, you trusted me 37% less. And in position number two, I look like an authority. And all the boomerang is position one, position two, position one, position two. So you have the like entertainment kind of catchy, oh, I'm catching. And then you're giving them the thing that positions you as the authority, which is I'm going to talk to you about why your body language matters when you're speaking to a group. Another thing that you can do you use an iPhone?
I have a Samsung.
Okay. You can download an app and it's called a time lapse app. And what you do is you will turn your phone into selfie mode and you will use the time lapse app. Now, a time lapse is just getting around, I think every minute becomes 3 seconds. So you're going to let your camera just record you. And you're going to prep, you're going to bring in like your desk and then you're going to bring in a light and you're going to bring your computer and you're going to put on your headphones and you're going to pretend like you're talking. You're going to be writing your notes and you're going to be recording for 3 minutes. But what you're actually going to get is somewhere around 8 to 15 seconds of footage. And that video is going to look really fast. Sabrina's moving really, really, really fast doing all these things. And what you're going to write in the caption is, this is my basic setup as I do work and teach online classes. And it's a balance of visual stimulation. It doesn't have to be glamorous. It just has to be interesting. And then you go into the content. You will see me do this. Like I always say, I'm not just a preacher, I'm a practitioner. Like if you go to my recent Instagram post, I put on the time lapse feature to show a behind the scenes of how I made a photo. I'm catching people's attention. I make the photo. But what am I actually really saying? Find a way to show up even if your situation isn't ideal. So this is the thing that I just like, and it works, and it works. And the best part is I used the time lapse in my stories and pointed people to my Instagram post. And what I noticed, and so this is me getting really analytical, is I did a story of like, do you, because at the time of this recording, I am living in a very small apartment. I'm like, do you live in a small apartment and you think you can, don't know how to shoot in this particular place? Watch how I do it. Then I included the time lapse, and then the third story was a call to action. Click here to see that Instagram post. But what I noticed was I had X views on story number one. I had 3X views on story number two and X views on three, which made me think, huh, people are watching the time lapse story multiple times. So if I'm seeing, oh, people want to see the beginning, middle, end. Oh, they want to see behind the scenes. What is this teaching me over time? Include more behind the scenes, but with a very clear call to action. That is how you're incorporating very simple eye-catching content with the content that will actually position you as an authority.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you. How can people find you and your awesomeness and high-performing greatness on Instagram?
My handle is my full name, Sabrina Rumbeck, R-U-M-B-E-C-K. And I have a website that's just my name as well.
I love it. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Hi, Jasmine. I'm Grant Botma, and I own a company called Stewardship, and we do home loans, insurance, and investments with wisdom and love. So I have been following your advice for quite some time and not focusing too much on the number of followers, but focusing on the engagement, just trying to engage with my audience and they're engaging with me. And it's worked and it's been so fun and so awesome. I'm so grateful for your advice. But at what point do you think it's wise for somebody who's trying to grow their audience to pay to play? At what point should somebody transition their Instagram account, maybe from a personal one to say a business one or one of the creator ones, to try and increase views and maybe potential increase of audience on some of the posts?
I encourage people, as soon as you can afford to pay to play, you do. Because it will never be cheaper in human history to be investing to advertise on platforms like LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. It will never be this cheap. I feel like there's going to come a time in the future where I look back and I say, why didn't I invest even more? Now, I am not saying it's inexpensive. I am just saying it's the most inexpensive it will ever be. And because you have a very targeted segment of followers, but then prospective customers, your ads could be so much more effective. When you speak to a specific person who has a very specific desire in a very specific way, your ads are so powerful. We're not talking about ads in a newspaper or in a magazine or even television the way they had in the past, where we just cross our fingers and then we hope that somebody had seen it, that somebody had dog-eared it, or somebody had ripped it out and put it in their pocket, then picked up the phone to call. What now people are saying in their phone is, I have the ability to call and get the financial resources, help, assistant, desires in an instant. So do I think you should pay to play? The answer is yes, and how much? And I think that if you are ready to make the commitment, it would behoove you and your business to break up your investments in two ways: brand and marketing. Oftentimes, the reasons why Instagram ads don't work is because what people do is sell. What we do as entrepreneurs is three things: branding, marketing, and selling. And what people want to do all the time is sell. But the sale does not happen until that person has gone deep or at least connected with a company. So don't invest money to be like, we're the people to solve your issue. It's a brand ad is simply get more eyes on your content. What's a really great video? What's a really great Instagram post? What's a really great piece of content that you're like, this is emblemic of our company? You're not asking anything from anybody yet. Just, hey, here's a piece of content to get us to know who we are. I designate a piece of our marketing budget every month to just free content, to boost a Facebook Live, to boost a produced video. All we're just doing is testing. Hey, get in front of people, get in front of people. So that after a while, when they've consistently seen the brand building ads, but it's an ad doing nothing except exposure, when we go into a marketing, now the difference between marketing and selling is that marketing is talking about the value or the benefits of what your business does. And we're not selling quite yet. It's just the value and benefits of what your business does. And when somebody's interested in the value and benefits, that's when they'll reach out. So you're not going into just any leads. You're going into the hottest leads because they've already seen you, experienced from stuff that you've given for free. Then you've led with the value and benefits. And they're like, well, maybe kind of sort of see. Then you can go in and properly sell them after. The answer is yes, in all ways, as quickly as possible, however your budget can afford.
Man, I love that. You have no idea how great that is to hear, because our brand, as we mentioned, we are just trying to be out there with wisdom and love. And for us, we don't believe that somebody should be sold a home loan, sold insurance, or sold investments. We need to nurture them. We need to care for them. We need to love them and let them know that they trust us. And we've had success in that way. But what I'm learning, especially from following you, is that I can continue to build trust with others and different audiences using Instagram and other places. But I love that idea, not trying to sell anything. We just want more eyes on our videos, on our weekly blogs, on our podcast, so then we can continue to educate people, grow that audience. And then when the time comes, when it's right for them, not right for us, but right for them, then they can buy from us. And I love that idea of making that happen in a unique way as soon as possible. I'm going to pull the trigger. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Can I tap here? Can I geek out for a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to walk through... two things that have worked really well for us is when it comes to the podcast, I believe like organic in all ways and all the ways, because organic is really testing. And then we have like truly tests of which podcast episodes do better. And then if there's a particular podcast that's doing better than the rest, it's already indicated organically doing pretty well. If that podcast has a very clear CTA, call to action, it would make a lot of sense, not out of ego for more people to listen to the podcast, but out of strategy. If already it's proven to be popular and we have a clear CTA, which would then grow our newsletter list, it would make sense for me to run an ad to the podcast, not to the freebie, not to the thing that they're signing up for. So they go to the podcast. I love on them for 20 to 30 minutes about the content they want to hear about. And then I offer a solution to their pressure point at the end. It's the long game when we talk about ad strategy, but you're killing two birds with one. So actually, I don't like to say killing birds. I'm a vegetarian. Let's just say you're doing two things. You're doing two amazing things with the same amount of effort. You're getting a download, possible subscriber, and heck, maybe a reviewer, and you're also growing your newsletter list. So that has proven to be like very well for us when it comes to like layering those strategies. And then also when it comes to running brand building ads is in Facebook is you can create a layered ad strategy. So for instance, I will create videos and I think over time, hey, this video about building a brand could also work about extending your brand on Instagram. And this video is about Instagram engagement. What I could do is I can create a layered ad strategy. So I run a brand building ad to, hey, do you want to learn how to build a brand? And anybody who watches more than 40%. Now Facebook will allow you to pick 10%, 20%, 30%, 40%, 50%, or 90%. If you're like, if this person watches 90% of the video, wow, there's a much higher likelihood that they're going to watch subsequent videos from you. I have a tendency like, hey, if you watch 40% of a 10-minute video, you had a pretty good idea that you're going to stay with me for the next one. So anybody who watches 40% of that first video, then they're going to be showed the second video. They're already kind of sort of familiar with me. They might the following time watch 50% of the video. If somebody watches 50% of the video, I indicate anybody who watches more than 50%, we're going to show them the third video. And in the third video, there's a very clear call to action. Sign up, do something, register, because by this time, they're familiar with me. They've gotten more than I've ever asked. And those ads perform extraordinarily well.
Man, I love that. And here's the thing too. It's like we pour so much time and like the people on my team are so skilled at putting together some of this content, the videos, the podcast. It's just beautiful. And it works well because the percentage of engagement that we're getting versus the percentage of views is good. But like, how do we increase that percentage of views? And we're just going to follow this advice that you laid out. This is going to be wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Grant, how can people find you and all of your Love Financial team that's brilliant? Where do we go on Instagram?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at Grant Botma, GRANTBOTMA.
I love that. Thank you.
Thank you, Jasmine.
My name is Bella Hibbs. I am a casting director, so I cast for film, television, and commercials. My social media is split between marketing to get new clients to hire me as a casting director, and then the other half is to actors. So I teach them acting classes, audition lessons, how to market their career. And so I go live on Instagram and Facebook every week, and I find that afterwards I get tons of emails, tons of DMs asking for very, very personal or specific critiques, which really should be a private session or a career consultation. And you have taught us like we have to respond to every DM. So I'm not sure how to basically say like, you need to pay for that.
Oh, well, I can speak very clearly to this because I did it wrong for years. So what was happening is as I was growing my social following, people would ask very specific questions to their very specific business. And then I ended up inadvertently becoming a coach for free in the DMs. And I started realizing that that wasn't a scalable business. And two, people don't value what they don't pay for. Even if somebody pays a dollar, they value it differently. But at the same time, I had to balance making sure that people felt seen and known. So what I would recommend you do is to start spotting the patterns of the commonly asked questions. Now, people think their question is really unique because they're a male, they're a female, they're black, they're white, they're young, they're old. If they're from the Midwest, they're from the city. Like, of course, it's not though. Everybody, when I get hit up on DMs, it's like they have a very special question for a very special business. I was like, no boo, that's just branding. Okay, so I can start spotting patterns and then I create resources for the pattern. So let's just say, like for instance, what do you think off the top of your head is a commonly asked question? Not specific, but what's a commonly asked question? Let's just sit here and work through this.
How to get a talent agent.
How to get a talent. Oh, well, that's amazing. I would create, and it doesn't even have to be fancy. Obviously, I would love if you were to create a designed PDF, right? I would love for you to put this in a newsletter. So even if you were to use something as easy lifting as MailChimp, it's free for the first 1,000 people who sign up for a newsletter. So you can create a very simple resource. 10 steps to finding a talent agent. It will answer the question, but it will likely lead to more questions. So if I reach out to you and like, how do I get a talent agent? Like I created a 10-step resource for you. Download it at bellahibbs.com/this. What did you just do? You answered my question, but in exchange, I had to give you my email address. Mm-hmm. And then when they get that PDF, you're going to give them the 10 steps. If you have any other questions, I also do hourly consultations. Feel free to email and schedule it here. Mm. So you're guiding people to the answer, but it's not taking you any extra time. So they appreciate you. You saw them. You gave them a resource, but you also incited desire and need. So oftentimes when somebody is DMing me, like, how do I use Instagram or how do I build a brand? I will send them a full-fledged resource. Here you go. But I'm like, on the inside of Social Curator, there's this. Incite the desire, offer a long-term solution.
Okay, nice. Is it too pushy to say, like, because sometimes they're like, will you critique my self-tape or give me feedback? Is it too pushy to say, like, well, that's just a long-ended answer, which is best suitable for a private coaching, and basically just say, like, to get an answer, you have to sign up.
You know, I would probably do something that's you would consider even more pushy. Like, if I said, can you look at my tape? I would say, absolutely. Here's a link to my rates, and you can book online.
Oh, okay.
Like, I mean, because then you didn't say no. You didn't say it's long. I would have to charge for that. It's like, no, these are my rates. Thank you.
Oh my gosh. I love it. Can I ask one more follow-up question?
Of course.
Do you offer like a mastermind class? I know you have talked a lot on your podcast about being a part of masterminds. Do you offer one?
I don't, but let me tell you. I
didn't mean to put you on the spot.
No, I'm not put on the spot. I absolutely believe that there is power. I mean, I believe in the power of a mastermind. I think I would love to have a mastermind. I would love to get a group of people together. I would love to kill business. I would love to keep people accountable. But I also know that if being called to do something, And if I'm not doing the thing that I've been called to do, however powerful that distraction is, it's still a distraction. And that hurts me to say. Because my calling is to empower 10,000 business owners to make six figures. And I'm going to do it by 2023. I don't know how, but it's going to come. But everything that I do to generate revenue for my bottom dollar this year is slowing me from doing the bigger vision that I have. So the answer is like, heck yes, I want to do it. But now is not the time.
I appreciate the honesty. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bella. I think you're amazing. I can't wait for you to start killing the games and, you know, creating revenue by seeing people and serving them well. Okay, Bella, tell us how we can find you on Instagram.
So my casting company is named Good Faith Casting. So it's just at Good Faith Casting for Instagram, Facebook, and our website.
That's amazing. Thank you.
Hi, Jasmine. I am Marla Marasco. I am a Down syndrome mom advocate, and I educate society on seeing the capabilities and not the disabilities while supporting the moms and getting comfortable in the chaos and living their purposeful life. And my question is, how can I strategically grow my email list on Instagram?
Okay, so number one, I absolutely love you. I love your mission. I feel like the world, I mean, like I just wanted to like just sprinkle fairy dust all over you. So when it comes to being extraordinarily strategic to growing your list from Instagram, the thing that I have discovered is that users are very platform specific. And I've noticed that if I am trying to grow my newsletter list, say from Facebook, it's slightly different than how I want to grow or how it's best performing on Instagram. So I'm going to give you the advice that I kind of sort of give myself. And that is, what do people on Instagram want to learn about what it is I provide? And because I am not your end user, I don't have a very for sure answer, but like we could test the waters by brainstorming. What are the best Instagram accounts that are powerful and empowering for children with Down syndrome to follow? You could talk about the types of stories that work well to empower moms as they're dealing with children of Downs on the daily basis. Mm-hmm. You can just start creating things because the mom is already on Instagram. Right. So we know that like she's there probably looking for resources. Talk right. to me about what you think your dream customer is looking for on Instagram. Probably on subconscious. Nobody's going to Instagram being like, this is my search engine. No, but what do you think on a subconscious? Like, what does she want?
Well, and that's where I think I'm a little stuck because I get stuck on the CTA, which you had talked about, because I have a very beautiful picture. I have a very beautiful post. Then I ask for the CTA at the end and I don't really get anything. It's like crickets. But then the next post, of course, will be my son. And it's not even like well thought out strategically as far as a post. And I don't even ask for anything, like no CTA at all. But I'm looking and I'm like, I get comments and I get engagement on that. But when I'm sitting here strategically thinking about, you know, putting things together, what they would want and answering questions about IEPs or routines and self-care, it's like nothing. And that's where I'm getting confused because I'm like, I can't post about my son every day.
I'm so happy that this is, I was not expecting to go here and I'm like, yes, we're here. So let's just get into this, into like, the stats of Instagram is that statistically a photo with a human in it performs 60%+ better than not having. So your son or not, it's going to perform better if there's a human in it. Right. Also, I don't care what people say. My opinion is there is power in Downs. There is power in looking at people doing something they wish they could and not care what other people say. Right. And that's the power of Downs. Mm-hmm. So people see our best selves in people with Down syndrome. And we don't know how to help and we don't know why, but we're fascinated. We're fascinated by what it means to see the world through their eyes.
Yeah.
So if you have seen that your audience loves your son, outside of Instagram, feel real good. You created a really cute human, right? A really cute human who's driving stuff. Okay, good. I would also be very interested in what it would mean to reach out to some of your customers, even people who haven't paid you, to say, I'm creating an account to help, but I don't want all the photos to be of my son. Could you use user-generated content, UGC, so that the pressure is not for you to turn into a lifestyle photo shoot of your son every day, but to get aggregate, to tell different stories? What if you became a curator? What if you curated photos and stories, but then added your professional perspective? Because if somebody sees beautifully laid out colorful blocks and you talk about behavior patterns and like learning processes,
right,
if you show a child a growing, beautiful soul with colored blocks talking about learning processes, I am telling you, guaranteed, the engagement is going to be different. Because there's a way that cognitively we understand what's going on in the photo. Yeah. I have to say, this is coming out of nowhere. I recently bought my daughter like a knit stuffed animal. And this company on Instagram uses UGC, user-generated content, pictures of babies with the knit animals. And I'm scrolling through the feed and I'm trying to determine which one I want to buy for Luna. And I come across the cutest little baby girl who had Downs, and she's holding her toy. And guess what toy I bought?
You bought that one.
Of course, because I saw it. I was like, oh. What we want to do is we want to humanize the thing that you're selling or doing. Now, this is going to be a long process because there just might be some moms who don't want to share pictures of their children. They're not sure. But if you lead in with your why, if you lead in by saying, I wish I had an Instagram account to follow when my son was a child, can we leave a legacy for other mothers who don't know how to navigate this? I think if you appeal to the, what can we do together? I just think, wow, share your expertise, use what performs really well, and speak to the mission beyond just the product or service that you sell.
Yeah, because that's the one thing that within the Down syndrome community, it's all about our tribe. Mm. You know, we talk about that we're the lucky few, and we talk about our tribe. So that's like kind of what I kind of sprinkle in there. So I'm kind of thinking if I can, I don't want to say use my son, but use my son to kind of, again, help sell. Because ultimately what I want to try to do is create a course for these moms to, like I say, get comfortable in the chaos. Because to your point, I wished I had all this. My son's 14 now. So I wished I had all that when I was first starting out. And I want to be able to share my experience and my knowledge with, you know, with those parents who are just starting out in this journey.
Marla, another thing that I want to add here is perhaps I actually don't believe there's going to be any resistance. If you appeal to that, the greater good, not everybody's going to say yes, but I think more yeses than nos. But if for some reason there's this consistent pattern of declining use, I would position yourself as an authority, and I would use like an ask me anything or what kind of question would you ask? And so what happens is Jennifer has Stephanie, who's 3, and it does really well. And the minute she walks into the grocery store, she has a complete meltdown, and her mom doesn't know how to address that. So she says, Marla, Stephanie has a full breakdown. And she'll send a picture of Stephanie. Now, Stephanie won't be happy with a breakdown. She'll look nice and cute, playing, laughing. They're doing a selfie. Yeah. And then you say, ask me anything. Mm-hmm. What happens to a child with Downs as they walk into a grocery store when they're 2 and 3? What you have to do is 1, 2, and 3. So it positions you as an authority, because all you have to do on Instagram right now is you have to build a tribe. We're not selling anything. Build the trust, give the value, give the benefits. And then over time, when the tribe expands, you can then offer them something. But right now, I would really, really, really user-generated content, position yourself as an authority, appeal to the mission. And I really do think it's going to change the way that you're approaching Instagram.
Great. Well, thank you.
Oh, how can people find you and your amazing 14-year-old son?
Oh, thank you. His name is Jacob, by the way.
Jacob, I love that.
On Instagram, I am DS Mom Advocate.
Very good. Amazing. Very clear. I love it. I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
Okay, let's be real. Weren't these curators straight fire today? Or should I say fire? Like
Fire is hotter than fire. Okay. I loved having a conversation with these brilliant minds, hearing their stories, and empowering them to make massive action to see massive results in their businesses. To connect with the business owners you heard on this episode, head on over to the show notes on jasminestar.com or by simply clicking on the link in the episode description for wherever you're tuning in today. Now, before I go, if you're interested in getting a glimpse into what our members receive on the inside of Social Curator, you know, this coaching session is like, wow, how are these people getting these types of results and asking these types of questions? I want to give you a sneak peek. Like, come on in. The water's fine. socialcurator.com/sneak peek. Now, what are you going to find there? You're going to find amazing turnkey solutions for you. Like, you are going to get 10 customizable caption templates so that you can start conversations on social today. Why? Results. You're going to get 10 lifestyle photos to post on social media in case you don't have any photos immediately right now. Why? Results. You're going to get 3 Instagram story templates to drive engagement for your followers. Like, you don't have time for stories? Guess what? Download these templates and in less than a minute, you're going to have an engagement driver and people talking back to you. You will also get an action plan. Like, you're like, I don't know how to show up on social. I don't know where to begin. Guess what? We got your back with an action plan, how to plan and schedule your social media post for an entire month. Why? Results. I mean, y'all, can you on Instagram just hashtag results me? That's what I want to do. I want to shout out your results on a future podcast. How are you going to do that? You're going to get to work. And if you're like, I don't know where to begin, start at socialcurator.com/sneak peek. These resources are free, no strings attached. Yo, I just want to see how it goes for you. Friend, I need to take a breath, right? Like, you're just like, girl, take a breath. I don't need breath. I need my thoughts, and my thoughts are my own oxygen. I am so grateful you turned into the Jasmine Star Show today. I'm a hot mess and I own it. And if you are another crazy, inspired dream chaser who wants amazing results, thanks. I'm happy you're here. I'm happy you're We're in a tribe together. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you never miss another episode. I can't wait to be in your earbuds again super soon.